Okay, good afternoon, everybody. As Dr. Fernando introduced my name and my working place already, so it is my great pleasure to be here and share with you about a project successful and cost-effective on rural school on water and sanitation in Cambodia. So Plan International is a child center community development, which funded more than 70 years, and we work with more than 3.5 million families every year. And Plan International work started in Cambodia in 2002, and we work in two provinces in Cambodia, one province called Siem Reap and another province called Kampong Cham. So we work in six districts. The main activity of our program there is basic education, basic health, water and sanitation, child rights and participation, and household economic security. So based on the data from Ministry of Youth, Education, Youth and Sport of Cambodia, most rural schools in Cambodia do not have 34.8% do not have water, and 22.4% do not have latrine in school. So this problem create a lot of disease sickness to the student, which leading to the absence from the school, and they also drop from the school, mainly for the girl who have get a maturation begin, and then they do not have a private seat place for them during the study. So based on this issue, Plan International Cambodia so start a project to construct water and latrine in school, and we work now in the 232 school in our six district working area, and now we achieve 88 school. So the goal of our project is to improve health status and ensure living highly living condition environment for children as well as for the parents and in our working target area. And we have three specific objectives. First, to ensure the school have adequate supply of water for drinking and for other purpose. And to ensure school have adequate sanitation facility like latrine, hand washing, and also to ensure to incorporate the child center health hygiene into the curriculum. So we have an indicator for our project. So first we talk about the percentage of target area school have year-round access to sufficient quantity of water. And another one is to provide potable drinking water to the students as well as to the faculty. And for the school have adequate sanitation facility in school. And also have school have operate and use and maintain the water and sanitation facility in school. So our methodology is we work with the district of education, and we identify which school do not have water supply, which school do not have a latrine, and then we start formation of water and sanitation committee in the school, which consists of teacher and children, and then we construct the water well and connect with the water field system, water field, and through private contractor. And then we also construct a latrine, which have separate room for boy and girl, and also have accessible for the disabled student who can go to the school, go to the toilet. And then we provide training on role and responsibility, and how to maintain and how to operate the water supply, and also just maintain the latrine to the water and sanitation committee in the school. So after the result, we can see the change behavior from the student. You know, before the project intervention, only 69% who drink boil water or drink water from the filter, but now it increased to 88%. And for the people who wash their hands after they use latrine, also increased from 54% to 84%. And for individual students who use Latin, we can see also the person increase from the sometimes they use Latin from 11% to 50%, and always use Latin 9 to 80%. I just would like to let you know that, you know, the people, the students in the rural area in Cambodia, they in, even in how they do not have Latin, you know. That's why sometimes in the school they are a bit difficult convince them to use Latin. So, and we also, the total number of students that who get benefit from our project is around 26,400 students, include 13,728 girls. And the outcome that we can see is significantly is to reduce the sickness of students, and which they can attend the school regularly. And also the cost of our project is 1.7 per student per year. So there are many views from participants, but I just bring one view from a girl. She said that, I'm happy to have clean water to drink and latrine to use in my school. My friend and I find it is easy to access them at any time. It can make my health better. So the key to success. So to ensure the sustainable water supply and sanitation in school, we have to build up capacity of water and sanitation committee in school, because they are the ones who work there and they live there near the school, because the village they have is not so far from the school. And when they know how to maintain it, how to repair it, and know how to find the spare part of the water supply system, then they can make the water supply system longer, sustainable. And also the school can also should be in friendly school, you know. If we have the school only have the classroom, it's difficult for students to go and attend the school. So we should have the latrine, and as well as we have a room for the boy and room for the girl, and also for accessible for the disabled student. And water supply system, as you might not aware that in Cambodia we have do not, in the rural area we do not have electric power. So we should design the water supply system based on manual, you know. The student or teacher can pump the water and put into the latrine basin, and also they can use it for drinking. So in conclusion, our project is a contribute significantly to the reduce the illness of the student, leading to decrease the absence of students attending school. And the government of Cambodia, mainly from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Sport, and Ministry of Rural Development, they are considering and analyzing the project, and they would like to implement it in the another school in Cambodia. So as well as for Plan International Cambodia, we also, based on this evidence, we will scale up this project into the whole district and as well to other provinces in the future. Thank you very much.